building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work. Hello, and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today's topic is keeping entrepreneurial employees happy in your company. Is it possible? I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about this week on the podcast, and I remembered an article that I wrote years ago on this topic, and it's something that we don't really talk about, right? And I think it's becoming more and more prevalent that people have full-time jobs and they have their side hustles or they have their own entrepreneurial aspirations. And I wanted to bring it back up again and give you some tips around how we do this at Excelity. So last year, we passed the 10-year mark of running a business. And I think that people would think that 10 years in, you would have it all together and kind of know how to run a business. But at this point, it feels like we're still figuring out how to best run the company. I kind of think it will go on like this forever. And now I believe that everyone is always figuring out how to best run a company and things change all the time. A big thing that I think that most companies have yet to figure out is how to manage and retain those high achievers or those people that have entrepreneurial aspirations. To work at a small business or a startup or a high growth company of any kind, it really takes a certain level of risk acceptance and at an agency at that, like mine. One of my early hires actually rejected my offer because she was nervous about the size of the company. We were only 3 people at the time, so rightfully so. Luckily, I was able to talk her into taking the job, and she actually is now the president of Excelity and a partner in the business. I think that's a really cool story to set up this podcast, and it's a really abnormal story, I know. There are many people that have thrived in our environment, and there are also some that have left for the stability of corporate culture. And then several of my former team members have left to start their own companies, and I think that's really cool too, and I'm really happy for them. To be successful in environments like those startups and high growth companies that I just mentioned, you have to be accepting of risk, you have to be hardworking, and you have to be willing to perform while you're adapting in an environment that is constantly changing. And that is probably why many of our current and former team members also happen to be entrepreneurial, because they're used to that level of change. Well, not only used to it, but it's something that they kind of like. At any given time, usually about half of our company has a side hustle. Whenever I tell other leaders that, I think a lot of them think that that means half of the company is a flight risk, but I really don't see it that way. To me, that means at least half of the team is entrepreneurial, and that means that they really get it when it comes to running a business. I remember talking about this on an interview with Carrie Bolig many, many, many interviews ago. And when it comes to getting what it's like to run a business and really understanding the day in and day out of just how difficult it is, that is actually really invaluable. There's no secret sauce that keeps high potential employees happy. I think there's advice all over the place that you can read on the internet. And obviously, some people will always move on, but I have found a few things that really work for us at Excelity. One is that you have to ask your team to step out of their comfort zones, and they have to grow from within the company. You have to be developing your team constantly, and you have to challenge the whole person. This is something that is often missed. So instead of just challenging their skills at work, you have to challenge their soft skills and their mindset, the entire person, how they show up in their life and their work life, which hopefully is the same thing. Working with my team as a whole person instead of a work person or a work robot, as we like to call it, has really allowed me to build leaders from within. I think that when you show your team that you're there for them and you're kind of in it for the long haul with them, it pays you back too. And that's not what you should do it for, right? You do it because that's what companies do and that's what leaders do. It's what you should do. If you're going to start a company or you're going to be a leader and you have no intention of developing people, then you shouldn't start a company and you shouldn't be a leader. If you haven't listened to episode 228, so just two back, go back and do it, because I discussed developing people who don't want to be managers. And it's a big mistake that a lot of companies make, is just shoving people into managerial roles when they want to move to that next step. And it's something that I've done plenty of times too. Also, make sure you check out the show notes for this episode for other related episodes to check out. Number two in the how-to is encourage your employees to have a personal brand. I think when it comes to a personal brand on company time, most companies would say abso-freaking-lutely not. Like, you're allowing them to build something that they are eventually going to use to leave, and I'm going to pay them for it. But alternatively, we have run contests and we allow team members to work on their LinkedIn brand during Excelity paid hours. Not only allow it, but we encourage it and we ask them to do it. Because we've found that when our team members have personal brands, it increases prospect and client confidence in their skills. It grows our website traffic. It speeds up the sales process. There are so many benefits to them, and there are tons of benefits to us. It's a huge win-win. So instead of seeing the negative, I think we can look to the positive in this situation. And this is a great way to help retain those people that are entrepreneurial and frankly are probably going to do stuff like this anyway. The third thing is that you have to really support your team members' side hustles. I remember a few years ago that I always thought that my company was really supportive of side hustles, but there was a situation that made me realize that we had a ways to go. Like, we had a policy that we were supportive, but people kind of still thought it was a no-no. So at that time, we really updated our policies to make them crystal clear, and we had real human-to-human interactions. So one-to-one interactions, not company to employee announcements, and conversations with our team about their side hustles and how we can support them. And if you can, purchase from them. So for example, we have someone on our team who does photography on the side. If you're getting your family photos done, or she just did my daughter's senior photos, great. I can pay her money to work full-time for the company, and I can support her side hustle by paying her on the side. I think this is what we should all be doing to support our team members' side hustles. For those in creative fields, if you have creatives on your team, they are likely to have side hustles, period. I want my team to feel safe telling me that they have aspirations outside of the company, because face it, they do. Everyone does. You might as well help the people that are working on your team get to their next step. And you hope that that's with your company, but sometimes it's not going to be. Sometimes there's no next step for them. Sometimes their career path changes. Sometimes, you know, they want to go a completely different direction. And you want to support them through that so that you can continue that relationship. And that is what makes you a good leader, a good boss, a good coach, and a good employer. So to wrap it up, is it possible to keep your past, current, and budding entrepreneurs happy within your company? I think it is. If you want to hire those entrepreneurs, intrapreneurs, or high potential employees, which, face it, every single person does and every company does, you really do have to take special care of them, and you have to be intentional about it. Things like company culture do not just happen. And I think a lot of companies think it just happens. Like, we'll throw some happy hours and it'll happen. We'll have a fun company culture. Employees don't just stay for no reason, especially today. Now, I think that employees leave because you haven't given them a reason to stay, whereas people used to stay for the stability. It's up to you to give your team a reason to stay and give it to them constantly by showing them that you are invested in developing them and invested in supporting their side hustles or really wherever they want to go. All right, if you enjoyed this episode, you learned something new, you got a nugget out of it, please share it on social and tag me, or share it with just one person. Maybe someone who is trying to tackle this challenge within their company. Maybe someone who hasn't even thought about it and is starting a company, and this is something that they will likely run into in their future. And I will talk to you next time. Thank you.